learn to read a meter and you out a lot of people, you get to where somebody can come along, sit down and pick up the cans, and you know who it is if you were in a dark room. Or if they were in another room and the cans just got picked up by somebody. After a while, you can tell who your PC is simply by looking at the needle witness. It's the same in auditing. When you're auditing along, you can tell whenever something's not the PC's read. This is not discussed anywhere particularly in standard technology, but when you learn to audit, you'll find that this is very much the case. You can recognize your PC, you can recognize his reads, you can tell what's the PC's and what somebody else's on the meter alone, and if you go along with your own knowingness, it's very, very easy to distinguish one read from another. As a matter of fact, I've done this several times. You'll have three or four PCs set there, and you can assess a rudiment list or something like that out of the book of E-meter drills on a guy and look at all of his reads, and then you can have somebody else hold the cans. You can have somebody else hold the cans and then tend at the original person that you were assessing at, and his reads will show up on the other person. You can try this all you want. It's one of the things that I realized in running the upper OT levels is that we are all affected by everybody's charge. Now, if you can get somebody to read a few feet away on another PC's body, you can see from that if we're really these immortal beings and we're the thetans that we think we are, that really anybody running around with some case is going to be affecting you, whether you are particularly in agreement with it or not. Anyway, this is all sort of just practical experience and giving you a little bit of data of what's happening here. And we were originally talking about rudiments. Now, another thing that we have here is once you've handled ARC breaks and the various things that go along with that, is you have problems. Now, a problem is a postulate counter postulate, a decision counter decision, an effort counter effort, intention counter intention, or force counter force, and they're equal and opposite. They just hang there in space. They don't go away. They have an exact and opposing counter, and they just hang there. The problems are pretty much timeless because there's something unresolved about them. And from the time the person gets the problem all the way through till present time, that problem is just going to sit there. They're going to sit there and sit there and sit there. Now, if you've got a PC with a problem, let's say that, you run across this every once in a while, they got some kind of body problem. Yeah, the body's too fat, or it's too skinny, or it's too tall, or it's too short, or it's too something. Now, if you go in here and actually determine what the problem is, and if you just buy a difficulty or an explanation of what the PC thinks the problem is, and you try to run it earlier summer, you're going to wind yourself up with nothing. The person comes in and says, I really have a weight problem. I'm too fat. Well, okay, fine. You can clear a problem and everything. You can get the definitions all cleared. And then you ask them, well, how is that a problem? And he says, well, you know, I don't like being fat. Well, that's okay. Thank you very much. But how is that a problem? Where is the decision, counter-decision, postulate, counter-effort in this business? In other words, what is the problem? Oh, well, let's see. I guess it's because I eat all the time and I don't want to eat. I say, all right, fine. So you have an intention to eat and not eat at the same time. Is that what that is? Well, no, not exactly. I eat all right, but I feel bad about it. That's the problem. Well, how is that a problem? Did you want to feel good and then you feel bad? Do you inside to feel bad and then you wind up feeling good? What's the postulate counter postulate here? Well, no, I guess it really doesn't have anything to do with eating. So you sit there and you talk to this PC a while and you try to find out what is the problem, because because if you just try to run something, some difficulty, you'll run in an earlier similar difficulty down maybe, and you can track anything that's down in the reactive mind, and you can erase it a little bit, but the person still has the original problem because you never addressed the problem. You see, you're trying to handle some kind of a body thing. And so, really, to handle any sort of a body problem, you just exteriorize a person and they go, well, I'll be damned. How did I ever get in that thing? Well, who cares if it's fat or skinny or short or flat or anything? See, you handle that problem completely. So the foot of a body problem is going to lie the fact that the Thetan's stuck in a body, he wants out and he can't get out. That's going to be your main thing, or he's got himself confused with it somehow. And in every problem, you're going to find some kind of a confusion. There's an unresolved something that the person is still chewing on, and they chew on it and chew on it and chew on it. So you'll finally get down to this problem, and the person will say, well, you know, the reason that I eat so much and because I'm so fat is because people told me I couldn't. And I always went exactly the opposite of anything anybody told me to. Okay, well, we're getting a little closer to a problem now. If they say jump left, I'm going to jump right. If they say don't eat, I'm going to eat. And we're getting closer, you see. We still haven't really defined the problem, but we're getting closer to it. And they say, well, you know, I feel bad when I'm fat. And I want to feel good, and I feel bad, and that's a problem. Well, fine. What's that got to do with the body? What's that got to do with eating or being fat or being skinny? What difference does a body make on whether you're happy or sad? What's the deal here? What's going on? And they'll say, well, you know, I want people to like me. I want people to like me. That's what it is. I don't think they like me, and so I want them to like me. And so I make myself unthreatening. That's what it is. I feel threatening, and so I don't want to be threatening, and that's what the problem is. Yeah, well, we still haven't got it. And you keep on fooling around with this thing and getting the PC to ask you or to tell you what's going on, and they'll give you a problem, and they say, and you just ask them why. Well, why is that a problem? You're not evaluating for them. You don't care what they say. The only thing you're trying to do is get them to spot the exact intention, counter-intention, effort, counter-force, partially counter-force, partially counter-partially that's sitting there behind this whole thing. See, you're trying to define what is the problem. And it'll eventually come down. This happens very frequently. They'll say, well, the reason why I'm all fat is because I thought I might fail, and I didn't feel attractive anymore, so, you know, if a fat person wouldn't be considered a threat, and so as long as I had a reason to fail, like I eat too much, or I didn't eat enough, or I had purple stripes on top of the head, well, then I would be safe. And the real problem is that I wanted to be safe, and I couldn't be safe. All right, now we're getting some here. Now we're getting somewhere. We've got an intention to be safe and an intention to not be safe. Is that what it is? Well, yeah, actually, now that I look at it, that's what it is. I want to feel this way, and I feel the other way, and that's a problem, and that's what it really is. I've got the intention to be handsome or beautiful, and I've at the same time got this intention to be ugly. I want to be beautiful, and I want to be ugly. Oh, that's what it is. You know, I never noticed that. No wonder it never resolved. And he's already right there to just end cycle on the problem. You see, he doesn't... there's a lot of things about problems, a lot of ways you can handle problems. Well, what could you do about that? What part of that could you be responsible for? Well, I couldn't be responsible for any of it. You know, I just sit there and watch my hands feed my face. You get anything that you can get in a PC, or I don't eat enough, or I eat too much and then I throw it up. And underneath all of that, you're going to find some kind of a spiritual, actual problem, a partialate, counter-partialate, something sitting there that's really concerning the person. And then they'll finally say, you get the real problem, whatever it is, I want to feel good and I feel bad. I want to to be good looking and I want to be ugly at the same time. I want everybody to like me and admire me, but I don't want anybody to like me and admire me. You just get these kind of weird things going on. And so anyway, that's the problem. And so now you can say, okay, fine, is there an earlier similar problem? Oh yes, you know, and this, you know, not just like it was when I was a little kid. I wanted everybody to like me, but they didn't, and so I tried to buy them. You know, I tried to give them presents and this and that and the other thing. Or I liked this little boy, so I did that. Or I liked the little girl, so I stole some of these pencils and gave to her. And they all sat there, and they had this problem again when they were a little kid. They had it all during their life. This problem didn't go anywhere. It never has went anywhere. It's never changed. It's exactly the same problem that it was when he first created it. He kept on running it down, and invariably it'll run down into something, you know, well, I didn't want to be in this universe, but I was. Or I wanted to be free, and I was trapped. And there'll be something. And you run it on down to the very basic, the first time that that ever occurred, and have the guy look through the whole thing, and then you take that problem apart. Take it apart. Get him to look at every single part of it. He goes, oh, wow, I never do that, and you get an F in and a blow down, and he's laughing, and that's great. And do you end off right there? Well, I guess if you're just trying to fly rudiments and get the guy in session, you probably could. He's going to be perfectly happy with it. But it's a fairly poor auditor that's going to take just a little bit of a win and say that's it on a process. So you say, okay, well, what's the partialate, counterpartialate there? I wanted to live and I wanted to die. Okay, good. What's the effort, counter-effort? Well, I was trying to destroy myself and I was trying to save myself. Okay, well, what's the partialate, counterpartialate there? Well, I considered myself better than everybody and I considered myself worse than everybody. Good. And you just go through each definition, each one of these definitions of problem, and just sit there and get the PC to tell you all about that problem and get everything out of it, all those postulates and all the effort and all the emotion. And yes, I tried out to make all the rest of the things like me, and I can feel them emoting back at me that they hated me. You get all of this stuff off, you get that basic, you get it all off, and all of a sudden the person is just going to be a whole other person. They are going to have a floating TA, most likely. They're going to be exterior, more than likely. Once you start getting a person exterior and running it run down, so you're no longer worried with Ingram chains and things like this kicking in on them, your EPs are going to be exterior, a floating TA usually. Very, very good indicators. Postulate gone, erasure gone, everything off of there, and the person's whole life changes. Changes right there in front of your eyes, and you see all of these things, and you go, wow, well, that's the end of that one. And now we can start the session. See, well, it's kind of doubtful that you're even going to be able to start a session at that point because the guy isn't interested in his case anymore. He doesn't have any as far as he's concerned. You just handle his whole case for him. You know, he had his attention stuck on this problem for the last 84 trillion years, and you just handle it. You just handle it. He's going to have a huge win, and it's folly to try to audit the person after that. Not because you can't produce any gain on him, or he won't get any better, or anything like that, but you're just going to have to let this person have his little win, you know, or his very big win. It's not a little win by any means. It's a fairly huge win. So this is how you handle problems. You, first of all, get the PC. You define it for him. You have him look it up in the dictionary and use sentences and do any kind of word drawing or whatever you're going to do. And you find out what the problem is. And don't buy, well, you know, my foot hurts and that's a problem. Don't buy that at all. Find out exactly what is the problem. Many times the problem will disappear just on the defining of the thing. When the person looks at the problem and he goes, oh, wow, you know, I don't have a problem with women. What my problem really is I don't like myself. You see? Now, all of the conditions that he had with women, all of the conditions he had with being skinny or fat or a flat back of his head or whatever he had as a problem, all of those conditions are still there. He's still fat. He's still got a flat back of the head, or he's still skinny, or he still can't get along with women. It makes no difference. But you see, he handled the problem. It's not a problem anymore. It's no longer hung up in time and space, sitting there on a knife-edge balance. He can do something about it. He realizes the problem is that he hates himself and he wants to like himself. Well, now he can do something about it. He can go about finding things that make him either hate himself worse or make him love himself better or whatever. It's not a problem. It's just a matter of going and doing these things. It may be a difficulty. It may be something that he doesn't like to do. There could be a tremendous amount of considerations on any of this stuff, but you're not sitting here looking at an unsolvable problem. You're not looking at something that's taken up 90% of his computer time and never going to get an answer. It's like trying to divide by zero. You know, you get an infinite answer, it just keeps on dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing, and you never come up with anything. And that's what a problem is. So when you handle problems, the very first thing you're going to have to do is make sure that the pre-clear understands what a problem is, and that when he gives you the problem, that is what it is. And not only is he satisfied that that's what the problem is, but the auditor is satisfied that, yep, we have a problem here. That sure sounds like a problem to me. I can buy that. All right. We got all of it out here. So is there an earlier similar one? You got something like that before? And if you've really got that problem straightened out, he'll go right down the track. He'll just zoom right on down the track because you've got it defined. But now if you run some kind of a difficulty, like my feet look funny, I don't like my feet,